The Soper Sun does not take an editorial stance on ballot measures or elections. We're a nonprofit, and that's both required of us and sort of more broadly a decision we've made as an organization. So whatever we're saying here is our own analysis and not that of the institutions.
All right. So Megan, will you explain 4B, which is the one concerning Colorado Mountain College?
Happy to. So in order to understand 4B, you have to go back to 1982. When the Gallagher Amendment became part of the state constitution. In 1982, the ratio between residential and commercial was basically 45-55, 45 residential. And the Gallagher Amendment froze that ratio. And at the time, that was a good thing. Since that time, however, the population has boomed, particularly on the Front Range. In order to maintain the 45% ratio of the total valuation, the percent of residential property taxes keeps going down. So the assessment rate has since jumped down to 7.2% from 7.9%, and it's projected that it will continue to decrease. CMC gets 70% of its revenue from property taxes. So as that assessment rate keeps getting pushed down, they're seeing it in their budget, and they're basically just trying to make up the loss and the projected future losses. They're not raising your taxes. The legislature mandates that, you know, shall Colorado maintain XYZ organization by increasing the taxes or whatever. That's not actually what's happening. All that's happening is they're giving the Board of Trustees of CMC the authority to increase the mill tax if and only if a Gallagher Amendment mandate further lowers the assessment rate, and they can only increase that mill levy enough to make up that difference.
Ballot issue 1A is the one that's been written about the most.
Certainly, the Post-Independent weighed in on that. It's an interesting one because most of everything else you're seeing on the ballot is a renewal of something else, and this is something kind of new. I mean, the historical societies involved are folks we're really familiar with, but the idea of having a property tax-based fund to support them is brand new, and folks are going to have to decide if they're willing to foot the bill to keep their history alive. 1A is something that, if it doesn't work, the taxpayers will be out $10 million. That's not insignificant, but it's a last chance for history in the Valley to really get its feet under it, come up with a plan, make that message, prove what it's doing. And if it doesn't come together, I would be surprised if that opportunity is going to be there again 10 years down the road.
Well, for the sake of time, maybe we should move on to the Fire Protection District ballot issue 4C.
It's just a renewal of an existing increase that's going to expire at the same time. So you're looking at the same rate that's been in place for 2 years, that was approved by the voters 2 years ago. Only this time it's for 3 years. From what I've heard sort of from the folks who are at the fire department, which incidentally is also basically our ambulance department, what they're asking for is sort of the minimum they need to keep doing what they're doing. 3 years from now, will they pursue another 3-year tax increase? Will they pursue one at all? Or will they be looking at 10 years? Totally up for grabs. Could be a different board by then. We've got some major members of the fire board who've been in it for decades, up for election, and at least one probably not pursuing re-election.
Well, speaking of elections, there's really only one in which two people are participating, and it's for the Colorado Mountain College District 3 Board of Trustees director.
You know, they're both qualified for their own reasons. Randy's the current mayor of Rifle, and he's not seeking re-election because of term limits, and has always been a really big supporter of CMC, has worked with them before in the capacity as mayor. Peg has an incredibly extensive background in education specifically. You know, she's been a teacher, she's been an administrator. She now runs her own private education consulting firm.
Thank you both so much for coming in and sharing your knowledge on these topics.